geeks! Welcome to episode 88 of It's All Geek to Me Radio. I'm your host, Kate. In this episode, Em and I talk about episode 2 of Fear the Walking Dead. We don't talk too much about it, and then we talk a little bit about New York Comic Con and some of the fall TV premieres that we're super excited about. There was a little snafu at the end of the episode, so it's going to cut off real quick when we start talking about our giveaway. But we do want you to know to have a great week in geek and enjoy the podcast. So this show is still very boring to me.
Thank you. Wait, here's my major problem, and I don't know if we discussed,
I don't remember what we discussed last week, but.
This is boding real well.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, everything is 3 episodes, and we haven't been able to watch a 3rd episode yet because of the holiday, so.
Well, the 3rd episode won't air until next Sunday.
Yes, so we haven't gotten to watch a 3rd episode yet, so right. No concrete.
Right, so we can't set our ruling in stone yet because we have this wonderful 3-episode rule, which works in the long run.
We're still going to watch it because there's only, what, like 8 episodes?
Yeah, and it's going to lead up to The Walking Dead, I'm presuming.
We'll hunker through. But here was my main problem. You're not seeing what happened to these zombies.
Yeah, I know.
You will, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is, with the perfect example, Matt, the boyfriend, right?
Mm.
He got bit. We clearly see a bite mark. He was bit. That's what caused him to get sick. He's going to turn into a zombie. I'm sure we'll revisit this. However, how did he get bit and not eaten?
Very good question.
We go into his house. His house is, like, ransacked. You see that. But then the next we see is of him just laying in bed with the bite mark. Now, everyone else who, you know, is not expecting this to be a thing has gotten eaten. We know the zombies will eat you. They're not just going to go like, and then run away. So.
Lovely sound effect.
You're welcome. So how did he get away? What happened? Did he kill the zombie? What happened to the zombie? Like, that's what I want to know. Same thing with the principal. Later on, you see the principal is all like, meh, down the hall. Which, by the way, the fact that she's calling out his name was ridiculous because you could clearly see there was a ton of blood.
Well, I think at that point she still didn't believe it, you know. And and I can understand where the way the characters are coming from, that like it kind of all feels like a dream, because like her son says that at one point in the episode that it all doesn't feel real.
Right, and but still.
Like, honestly, think about it. In our society, which our generation is probably the most prepared for the zombie apocalypse.
We are prepped.
But, the minute that it would start happening, I guarantee you our first thoughts would not be, let's find the guns and fortify the house. It would be, no, this isn't real life.
That she clearly kept screaming for him, and that was where I was like, okay, you can see, you just let him go, girl, just let him go. But what happened to whoever attacked him? Because clearly he was bloodied, so he was attacked.
Well, also
by a human or a zombie.
But also, if you go back all the way back to even the first episode, we haven't seen how the zombies happened. We've just seen them.
Right, which. You know what? I'm willing to give them... Right now, I'm willing to put a pin in that situation.
Okay.
Because I know they're not going to tell us straight out.
Nope.
Because also, it has to be something... There's a bunch of theories going around. It has to be something airborne.
Presumably.
It has to be if it's affecting all these different states.
Well, it's a virus. Viruses can be transmitted several different ways, one of them being...
Right, but the way that... If it's in everyone, because people who are just getting killed are turning into zombie. We've seen that with, you know, Carboy, dealer friend, if you will. So it has to be something already in people's system. Water doesn't work because different countries, different counties, states, whatever, have different water systems.
Right.
So it's not spread that way. So it has to be something that's come through airborne.
I'm really hoping that by the end of the 8 episodes, we'll have a clue at least. They don't have to necessarily tell the characters, because if you think about it, the characters that are in The Walking Dead kind of were told what happened and that the virus is in all of us, but they still don't know either. So, right. Jill, you don't have to flat out have, you know, a character that's one of our main characters. No, just give us, the audience, a shot with whoever screwed up.
Right.
And let us know what really happened, because I'm very, very curious. I think everyone is. And that's really why I think we're drawn to this show. It's not necessarily that, oh, it's more zombies. Oh, it's set in a different place. It's not that. It's that we were kind of led on that we were going to find out what happened at the very beginning.
Right.
Which kind of we are.
That was my whole reason for wanting to watch it.
Right. That was my main reason for wanting to watch it, too. Like, tell me what happened.
Also, let's think about this for a minute. If you were in said zombie apocalypse and you were in the position of guidance counselor and her main squeeze, I'm sorry, I would not leave that person's side. I would not be like, yes, go get your other family. I'd be like, all right, let's all go in the car. Let's go get your other family. Now, you could say it's because you know her son's going through detox and he's going to, like...
That's what I was just going to cite.
Right, which you could say, but let's face it. No matter where you are, he's going to be going through the detox. He's going to be having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
You're planning on transporting him anyway. It's not like you're like, we're going to stay at the house. You're planning on throwing him in a truck and driving out to the desert anyway.
Touché.
Because also, Manfriend was like, if I'm not back, just leave without me. Like, no, we all get in the car and we all go pick up your half family.
Well... Yeah. See, we have that mentality, but they do not. By the end of the episode, though, the mom had it down. She got it, because the neighbor that they early on in the episode showed, like, coughing into his hand.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, yeah, that happened. Because they, like, waved at him, and the guy said something about he has the right idea, because he was packing his car full of supplies.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
He attacks the neighbor across the street who is having
that's
a birthday party.
Oh, attacking the neighbor?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I didn't realize that's who it was.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get it. By then she gets, I'm just saying, like, if there is a crisis happening, maybe I'm not the best person to give, but I would be like, no, you're not leaving me. No, no, we're all going. This is a together moment.
We're either all staying or we're all going.
Exactly. Like, I'm cool with you going to get your family, but you know what? We're all coming with you.
Yeah, there are just some things. And I think my main issue with it is not necessarily... Maybe boring was the wrong word. I don't care about anybody.
True.
I kind of want to... Like, there's a little part of me that really wants to see their heroin addict son be, like, the last man standing and having gotten clean, and the zombie apocalypse is what, like, saved his life. There's a small part of me that wants that plot line to work itself out.
He's the Charlie.
Right, he's Charlie. But that's it. Like, the daughter I want to smack.
I mean...
Because she's a fool.
I mean, you can't blame her, though. Although, I suppose growing up in this age, I don't know what universe they're in. If she's in our universe, then yeah, I want to smack her.
They're in our universe. I want to smack her.
Mm.
She has no respect for her parents. Parent and a half.
True.
I don't know.
Even
the family dynamic is, the family dynamic is actually very modern, if you think about it. They gave us a kind of modern type family where it's, you know, the stepfather who has a previous marriage.
He's not a stepfather yet. He's just your boyfriend.
Right. But this is a situation that a lot of teenagers nowadays, not a lot, but at least some, are able to identify with, where, like, you know, me and my brother and my mom is dating this new guy who also has another son. Like, the family dynamic is changing, so at least they got that kind of right, I think.
Right, but I just feel.
But I'm having a hard time.
So annoying.
I'm just having a hard time caring.
Well, I told you I had texted you. Kate and I have a no-talk policy.
We do.
Until we get on the show, because otherwise we won't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, then we're boring.
We're totally boring. So we keep it fresh for you guys?
Just for you guys.
Just for you, because we love you so much.
There are certain things that we'll be like, okay, about this, and the other one will go, okay, yeah, but that's it. We have to stop talking about this.
Right. But I did text you watching the episode being like, I don't care about anyone.
Yeah, and you got to watch it last week. I didn't get to watch it until, like, Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, I watched it last Monday? Yes, I watched it last Monday. And you could tell, so a week ago, you could tell how enthused I was because I literally, once I found out that we weren't going to be talking about it last week, I literally hit pause with 5 minutes left in the episode and went home and came back and watched it the next day.
Yeah.
There were 5 minutes left and I was like, meh,
yeah.
I'm going home.
In case you guys don't know, I work for a theater company, and last week was my second week back, and we were pulling late nights trying to finish building our current show, and unfortunately, that meant we had to wait till tonight to talk about episode two, which, you know, we're really having a great time right here because it was such a great show. Sarcasm.
Don't be mean.
I'm trying not to be mean, but I think I know a lot of people who were done with The Walking Dead even before this last season.
Right.
Who gave up on it because they were just like, it's a time sink. I can't. So I kind of feel them right now where it feels like a time sink. Like you're just trying to.
You know what's happening here? I'm feeling the same thing I felt with almost with Gotham, where I was so excited for something and then I was like, woo!
You know, I was actually iffy on whether or not I was going to, you know, pay attention to this at all.
Until I told you, you must.
Well, no, not only did you tell me that I must, but it was, oh, yay, mainstream TV is starting to come back. Because I quite literally have only watched Hannibal over the summer, which this was its final season. I promise you, I'm not going to get on a soapbox about it because I have a lot to say and I'm just not. But this was Hannibal's final season, so that finale aired last. It took me 2 weeks to watch it, so two Saturdays ago. 2 weeks before I had the time to watch it, which was yesterday. But knowing that I had some sort of mainstream TV that was, you know, going to lead into the premiere of The Walking Dead, which is so awesome.
Right.
I was like, okay, yeah, great. Let's find out what happened. And Em told me I had to.
I was like, we need to start talking about things.
Yes, yes. Which you guys, I don't know if any of you are going to be there, but Em and I were able to score tickets to the Walking Dead premiere at Madison Square Garden on Friday of New York Comic Con. So if you guys are going to be there, please let us know. We would love to say hi, give you some swag.
We and do then, carry you know, around swag.
Watch The Walking Dead at Madison Square Garden before the rest of the country. How awesome is that? That's going to be a great way to usher in my 30th birthday, let me just say.
You getting old,
Bill. I know. I'm joining the old lady club. So, yeah. I feel like I do like how Tobias was able to at least live through the principal attack. Because that was the only moment of the episode that I really cared about. So maybe Tobias is the only character I really care about.
I mean, I care, but not really. If he was on any other show, I wouldn't care.
I think it's because he's the only person who has known what was going on from the get-go. And he was able to, like, literally that was the only moment of the episode that I struggled with where I really wanted him to not get eaten by the principal. And he didn't.
Yay!
So I was like, yes, yes, Tobias, you lived.
But this is where my way went. They got out, and I was like, that's so sad. You went for all that food, and you got nothing.
Yeah, that was my thought, too.
His big mouth had to call the principal over. I'm just saying.
I know. I had that thought, too.
So, so sad.
Not such the great start, I think, to a series, but I am going to wait for episode 3, because 3, I think, is where all of the SHIT is going to hit the fan.
Right. Well, there's that whole riot thing, which, BT Dubs, did you not want to smack live-in boyfriend's son?
Yeah.
when he's like, this is history, Dad. I was like, get your...
It's a protest. They shot a homeless guy. This is history. I have to record it. Click. Get your butt home.
I mean, listen. That history was starting to turn. Like, here's the thing. I'm all for peaceful protesting and show of that. But once it starts to get, like, a little out of control, you should be fading back, honey, and going home. Because it is your fault y'all are stuck in a barbershop.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not one to stand and watch those types of things. Mm-hmm. Case in point, I live in Philadelphia-ish. Mm-hmm. And the Pope is coming in a couple of weeks, and I'm getting as far from Philly as possible.
Pope weekend!
I'm getting as far from Philly as possible because I want nothing to do with it. But I have people that I work with who are like, oh, no, I might go out and actually, you know, see something. And I was like, what? A massive gaggle of people? I'm not interested.
Maybe you'll get to see the Pope hat.
Nope. Doubtful.
Pope, the floor is not a hamper, Pope.
I have already seen a t-shirt that is a picture of the Pope holding a cheesesteak, and it says, I'm only here for the cheesesteaks. Made me laugh.
Oh, God. I can't.
But considering Philadelphia is the only stop on his little tour where he's doing a public mass, that's why we have so much
makes sense.
Going on. And I went, nope, don't need to see it. I'm good, thanks.
The floor is not a hamper, Pope.
Yes, so I'm trying to go as far from Philly as possible. Like, another state as far from Philly as possible.
Right.
So we shall see. So aside from Fear the Walking Dead, which, you know, we had so much to say about.
Well, I was going to say, new TV is coming back, and it's coming back soon.
Very soon.
There's a couple shows that are already coming back in September, one of which being Gotham.
Yes.
Now, y'all know how excited we were for Gotham.
I did not finish season one.
You all know how that excitement faded. However, I would suggest to you, Kate, on Gotham's YouTube, the YouTubes, they have a season 1 and 7. I mean, yes, season 1 and 7.
So video. 7 episodes?
No.
Or 7 minutes?
7 minutes.
Ooh.
That catches you up on season 1. Because here's the thing. I have found out that in Gotham season 2, they're bringing Gordon back to the precinct, which, that's smart. I mean, he's already there. You'll learn this in 7 minutes.
Okay.
But also, they're bringing in a task force, which means there's going to be at least 5 new cadets, all of whom could die.
Oh, they're the red shirts of the season.
I'm very excited to see if now the stakes are better, that there are people that could actually die.
Possibly.
Now, I will tell you, though, watching the 7-minute, like, catch-up, a bunch of it, I was like, this is why I didn't care in the first place. I feel like the first, like, minute and a half is just all episode 1.
Well, like, I mean, it was important, and back then, I still liked it.
And then we get to all the shenanigans that go down. Like, one of the other reasons I'm excited to see season 2 is because they're calling it Rise of the Villains.
Ooh.
Which I found out the Riddler actually commits his first murder.
Ooh.
In season 1. So I may have to go back and check that out.
Yeah, maybe. And you know, Marina Baccarin's in season 1. I really should.
Oh my gosh. No.
I know you don't like her character.
Her scenes that they were showing in this little clip, I was like, no, you know I love her.
I do too.
I do. But watching her scenes, I was like, why?
Well, the thing about it is, too, they changed her character from being like an older woman to being young enough to be a love interest. And you went, why'd you do that?
Because as much as I love her, she can only play whores.
Unfortunately, Morena, we love you. We promise. But I had to explain to someone who she was last night. And I went, have you watched Homeland? And because that's the first one that everyone I know has seen. She goes, yeah. And I was like, she's Brody's wife. And they went, oh, yeah, she's hot. I was like, I know.
Her boobs are out in the first episode.
In the first episode.
First 5 minutes of the first episode.
I remember watching that and just sitting back and going, why are you always the whore? I love her to death. I think she's incredibly talented. I loved her on V. I own a season of V just because Marina Baccarin played the queen.
Like, also, that's she's what. In Deadpool.
And she's in Deadpool, which I can't wait for.
But her character is a prostitute.
See? Can we? See? She is typecast, and it's so unfortunate.
You know, but I mean, good for her in being able to play a prostitute low these many years.
Yes, yes. And she's now a mom. So, yeah, good on her. Good on her.
So I believe that is coming back. It's coming back in September.
Gotham?
Yeah. I'm the exact date. Gotham is back in September. We'll have that to talk about because after you watch the 7-minute thing and get all caught up, we'll be golden to watch. I feel like we'll be golden to watch season 2, and I'll just go back once it's up on Netflix and check out a couple episodes, which is not the way to do it.
Are they gonna put it up on Netflix?
Why wouldn't they?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know they were going to. It premieres, by the way, if you guys are paying attention, it premieres on September 21st, by the way, at 8 o'clock.
Same night as...
Blindspot on NBC.
I hate that we have to say on NBC, because NBC is going to...
Me too. And I have seen the pilot. I won't reveal much, but it's a pilot. Just go into it with, okay, it's a pilot. Because there are just some things that move along way too fast, and you're like, hold on. Oh, right, it's a pilot. So it's really good, though, and Jamie Alexander's fabulous, of course. So,
but of course.
And I really dig the FBI guy, whose name she has tattooed on her back. So it has potential. Let me put it that way, it has potential. What did I said? So I said that about something else that I watched, and I was unsure if I was going to watch it again. And then I went, no, but it has potential. I see the potential. I forget what it was. I'm sorry, but yes. So, Gotham 8 p.m. on Fox on September 21st. I believe Blindspot is NBC at 10 p.m. September 21st. I could be wrong. That could be 9.
Oh, see, so we can watch both.
Right, you can watch both.
Or you know, Hulu. Hulu is my favorite thing now that I have a password.
Well, yeah, Hulu. No, I don't really use Hulu. I tend to be the one that goes on the websites.
Well, like, I went on Hulu for one specific reason, and they did not have the specific thing I went on Hulu for, so...
That specific thing is Supernatural, you guys.
Season 10, I haven't seen it yet. I feel like such a bad fan.
You're not.
But it comes out on Blu-ray and DVD tomorrow, actually. So,
oh, well, there you go. So
that means it must be coming to Netflix soon. At least that's how I'm believing it to be. Because the boy turned to me and he goes, so are you going to get, like, have you thought about getting the... And I was like, well, after the 50th season, when the show goes off the air.
The 50th season?
And they released the box set. That's
they really have pushed it beyond even, like, ER. Like, ER went 11 seasons.
Well, they're going into their 11th season, so they're right on par.
So is Bones.
The funny thing is, though, they're still good. The funny thing is, this show was supposed to end after season 5.
Like, I stopped watching it after season 3.
The original show was mapped out to season 5.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kept going. I have to say, though, I haven't seen this past season. Like I said, I haven't seen season 10 yet. But I think one of the most gut-wrenching seasons had to be season 7. Like, the show was still really good, despite, you know, storyline should have ended 2 seasons ago. And I have never cried so much as I did that season.
Oh, boy. Well, in relevant... To just getting back to the TV premieres, relevant to you, Doctor Who premieres on BBC America this September 19th.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited and also a little trepidatious. Mm. That's the big word I'm using for today. You're welcome.
Also on September 21st.
Last season.
Go ahead.
There was one episode that I loved and the rest of it I was just sort of like, oh, this is what we're doing here.
Okay. See, I love Peter Capaldi, though.
I do, too. I don't like Clara.
Yeah. And that will do it. Like, that would really kill it with Doctor Who if you're not a fan of the companion.
I love Jenna, but I don't like...
Clara.
And she was supposed to leave after the Christmas episode this year. And then last minute, she was like, nope, staying. And they rewrote the ending. And I was just so annoyed. Because you can clearly see how it's supposed to end. And then it was like, just a dream. And I'm like, no.
You know, you want to talk about... No, I'm not going to go there because I'll go on forever. I was going to say, you want to talk about a rough ending? Hannibal finale.
Hannibal.
It wasn't just a season finale, you guys. It was a series finale. And with the way that it ended, I just... And then there was an episode tag that made everyone just sit up and go, what just happened? But anywho, it seems like Monday the 21st of September is like the big night for everybody to start coming back because The Big Bang Theory also comes back. Minority Report on Fox, which is premiering. That's a premiere.
Yeah,
at 9 p.m. So. After Gotham starts at 8. Scorpion on CBS. Castle comes back on ABC. It's like banana.
It's the first week everything starts to come back.
Yep.
The sad thing is, though, this season, like, there is not... It is, for me, slim pickings on things that I'm, like, excited about.
I'm really only overly excited about Blindspot, but I've been excited about that since I learned of it.
Right. I mean, I am interested in that one. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think... I think this might be the first year there's not a pilot that I'm all like, yes!
Yeah.
I need to watch this.
You're right. There is always one that you are overly...
There's always one that I'm, like, jonesing for. And this year, there's a couple that I'm like, okay, I want to watch that. Like, I want to go watch Blindspot, and I want to watch Legends of Tomorrow, or whatever they're calling the, like, new DC project on WB. Arrow 2.0.
Arrow 2.0. Like on the CW?
Yes. Yes. Oh, it is the CW.
The WB? Yeah. You want to go back to the 90s?
Hey, listen, it was still the WB when Supernatural premiered.
I know. It was PHL 17 for me, which was also the WB.
The WB.
When it premiered. I know. I remember when it started and I started watching it and it really like wigged me out at that point. And then by season 3, they got to like, it was no longer the weird out factor. It was the gross out factor. And I was like, nope, I don't need that.
Was season 3 gross? I remember season 1 being terrifying and
yes.
Me trying to watch season 1 alone in my bedroom.
Poor idea.
Not a good idea. The Bloody Mary episode?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
That one. That was the one that killed me. I couldn't sleep.
Well, imagine being a teenager and watching it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have a list from Cinema Blend of all of the stuff that is starting to come back. Another new premiere on NBC is The Player, which I don't know much about. But that one starts on Thursday the 24th. So everything is slowly but surely going to start coming back. I mean, there are some things that have already.
Right.
What's
back already?
Nothing huge, like The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Craig Ferguson.
That comes back tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. Craig Ferguson starts on the 10th. 2020 and like little things like that. Z Nation starts on Sci-Fi on Friday. Just little things like that. But the big week seems to be the week of the 21st. Because Dancing with the Stars and stuff starts coming back after that.
Mm. Oh, I just realized what season 3 was. Sorry, you mentioned you were watching up to season 3. Season 3 of Supernatural is when Maggie was on it. Whose real name is not Maggie, but she's Maggie on The Walking Dead.
You mean Lauren Cohen?
Yes, Maggie.
Yes. The big one that I'm going to say I'm looking forward to, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. premieres Tuesday, September 29th, which is, what, 2 weeks before Comic-Con?
Yes,
2 weeks before Comic-Con.
That generally comes back 2 weeks before Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm. Walking Dead always comes back the Sunday after.
And Arrow is always the Wednesday before, and then Amell ruins it.
Yeah.
Because some of us, Mr. Amell, don't have time
to watch
the premiere episode when we're getting ready to come to Comic-Con the next day.
Yes, you butt
hashtag just say.
You
ruined
butt.
It. Ruined.
Ruined. Well, The
he
Flash,
ruined.
And it is, it does. The Flash comes back on Tuesday, October 6th, and then Arrow comes back Wednesday, October 7th. And then Comic-Con starts on October 8th. So, Amell, if you are at New York Comic-Con, shut your mouth.
He mentioned the huge plot point last
year. He didn't spoiler alert it like a jerk.
He doesn't know how to spoiler alert. He says things and then he goes spoiler alert, which is kind of what we do here, so I can't get too mad.
Honestly. But speaking of New York Comic Con, they have released some really fun guests over the last couple of days. I'm really, really excited that Andrew Romano and Rob Paulsen are going to be there because we love our voiceover peeps.
I have a problem when it comes to voiceover peeps. I legit will spend hours watching. First of all, I bought Hey, I Know That Voice, which if you guys haven't watched yet.
Great documentary. iTunes,
it's a great documentary. I, instead of waiting for the price to drop, as it is now, I think it's like $3 now.
You can also get it on Netflix.
Something like that. Oh, yeah, you can get it for free on Netflix. I bought it the day it dropped for like $15.
There you go. But they have announced a couple of like cartoon casts. So they've got like the cast of Banshee, which Eliza Dushku is involved in. But some of you guys know her from Dollhouse. What?
That is not a cartoon, though.
Banshee? Oh, no, it's not. I'm sorry. You're right.
Just to specify, that show
was... No, I should have just said casts of shows. Gotcha. Not but they have announced some cartoon casts as well. They have this show called Outcast, which is from the people who did The Walking Dead. So Robert Kirkman will be there. They also announced Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is why we're getting Rob Paulsen and Seth Green.
We should always get Rob Paulsen.
Yes, they've added to the list of Game of Thrones cast members with Natalie Dormer, who, other than Nathan Fillion and Gina Torres, is like the largest name they've announced, in my opinion, for New York Comic Con.
I mean, as someone who doesn't watch the Game of Thrones, it's okay, you can shun me, I understand.
We're not shunning you. You're just wrong.
I really tried. I mean, I can't be perfect every time out. I'm not Ozzy Osbourne. I've really tried to watch this. I've really tried multiple times to watch the show. I can't get into it. So for me, she'll always be the slutty girl in Captain America Winter.
I was trying to explain to someone who she was, and I was like, do you watch Game of Thrones? No. Did you watch The Tudors? No. Have you seen Captain America the First Avenger? No. And I went, never mind.
I got nothing.
I was like, that was my third straw, because she plays kind of a minor character in that one. But
memorable enough.
Yeah, well, every time she shows up, every time... This is sad. Now I'm going to say this. Every time I watch Captain America, the First Avenger, which is a little too often.
No such thing.
Thank you. Every time we get to that point, I'm like, Marjorie Tyrell, what's up? I can't.
That's okay. I get very excited during the World's Fair scene because Clara's in it. Even though I don't like Clara, she's there. She's dating Bucky.
Once upon a time, like, Clara Oswald went back in time and went on a date with Bucky Barnes.
That's why you time travel. For moments like
that. That is a really great scene, though. I know. It's so funny. Oh, so funny. So, yeah, there's a bunch of people. Felicia Day, Billy Piper is going to be there.
Maybe I'll actually get to meet
this her. Is a fun one. Jack Black. Meh. Jennifer Morrison, who our friend Liz is going to be really happy, is there. Kevin Smith. Kevin Conroy.
The Kevins.
John Rhys-Davies, who I am geeking out over, not for Lord of the Rings, can we go further back, Indiana Jones. Or we'll even go, no, not further back, but further back in my childhood to Star Trek Voyager.
I knew there was a Star Trek connection.
Yes,
there. I knew
he plays Da Vinci in like 3 episodes on the holodeck. I can't. He's Da Vinci. I really, really badly want to find a picture of him as Da Vinci and have him sign that, because I have a feeling he's not going to have those.
Oh, lordy.
See? We're already nerding out in the New York Comic Con. It's not even here yet. Orlando Jones.
While we're talking about it.
I know.
Let's squeeze this in before we continue to talk about other things. Mm-hmm. I was thinking perhaps we should give a secret word.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Secret word. So here's the deal, folks. You've been listening, and we would like to reward you for listening. And so I will have this up so you can enter it in. Right now we are doing a giveaway, as some of you may know,
for
a 4-day pass to New York Comic Con. What was that? New York Comic Con.
New York Comic Con.
4-day pass to New York Comic Con, as well as the Super Week card. Only catch is you have to pick it up from us in person, which is fine because I, you know, have my day job in New York City, so you can either pick it up right before con, or if you happen to live in the area and you want to meet before in the time leading up to con, I'm willing to arrange something to give it to you, but that's the only little hint. You have to get it from us in person. So there are many ways to enter. the entries are on our Facebook and on the blog. You can like us on Facebook. You can tweet. You can tweet every day.
Which we've had a couple of people doing, which is really, really cool.
Which is awesome.
So we do have the full list of, there's a full list of ways to enter.
Yes.
On our blog. Anyways,
you can send us cosplay photos. You can send us.
Yeah, those are my favorite. Those are my favorite.
We kind of love those a lot. Leave comments on the blog, blah, 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 blah. But we're going to add it in. So if you have graciously listened to us this long, all you need to do is enter this secret word into the little slot that we give you, and you will get bonus points.
This is where I need a drum roll.
I know. The fact that we do not have a drum roll yet.
I'm working on it.
Fair enough, fair enough. Okay. I am going with... Ready? Secret word, secret word. Two words. This is how I know you're paying attention. The secret word is going to be one of the comic book guests.
Mm.
And it is going to be Dan Slott.
See, Dan nice Slott!
And easy, nice and easy name for you to just type right in there. Dan Slott.
There you
Again,
go.
Again, secret code word, words,
Dan Slott. Words is Dan Slott.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. New York Comic Con will be here before you know it, and I still have to finish my costume.
As do I, dear.
I don't have much to do, but I do have to finish it. Now that this weekend is over, it will happen. It will happen.
Yeah, I got to pick up a couple things so I'm not naked, you know.
Yeah, you know. You know. Hold up. No, sorry. I was just looking at the featured guests list on New York Comic Con's website. They have announced an unbelievable amount of ABC Family shows. And a lot of family-friendly...
Shadowhunters.
Shadowhunters, yes. An unbelievable amount of family-friendly stuff. So, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I was like, they're Goosebumps, Pretty Little Liars, they're doing a Babysitter's Club reunion.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Wait, when you say Babysitter's Club reunion, this is very important.
Yeah.
When you say reunion.
Uh-huh.
Do you mean, like, the movie with Danny Tamborelli
and
Larissa Olenek? Or do you mean, like, the TV show?
I really don't know. All I know is I saw a Babysitter's Club reunion panel, and I don't know.
I mean, these are the important things.
I have no idea. I do, well, I don't know her personally, but the chick who is moderating the panel, I know her. I know of her, anyway. What?
I know her.
Yeah, I'm Buddy the Elf suddenly. But yeah, there's been an unbelievable amount of family-friendly programming announced. Like, The Librarian Season 2 is having a panel.
Well, I don't know if that I would technically count that as... But there's always a bunch of, like...
What was that noise?
What?
Oh, nothing. There was a strange noise. Sorry. Anyway.
Sorry, it might have been my air conditioner kicking on.
No, no problem. So, yeah, an unbelievable amount of family-friendly programming.
They have that kind of... Ninja Turtles there for a couple years now. They've had... What was there last year that was weird and family-ish?
I don't remember.
There was a bunch of stuff that I was like, oh, and the librarians were there last year, too. I remember because I wanted to go bask in the glory that is Christian Kane.
Yeah, and they were talking about season one, I believe, last year. So now they're back for season two.
It was it was before the premiere.
Yeah, I heard it was cute. A friend of mine really likes it.
I mean, I would like to check it out when I have the time, but I'm not in a rush to find the time, if that makes sense.
No, I'm not in a rush for it either. So I'll check it out eventually, I think.
But Christian Kane.
Yes. And the Comic Book Men are going to be there. I'm excited about that. I really like that show. It's fun. And Rob Paulsen,
I just really love Kevin Smith.
Well, don't we all? But if Rob Paulsen, you guys, I'm warning you right now, if we are in the panel with Rob Paulsen and he happens to narf, the idiots that you hear screaming in the back, that's going to be us.
That's us. Oh, it was brilliant. We were at PhillyCon one year. We went to the Ninja Turtle panel and it was supposed to be Sean Astin and Rob Paulsen. And Sean Astin was late and they thought he wasn't going to be there or whatever. So it basically for a while just became the Rob Paulsen panel, which, trust me, fine by us.
Absolutely.
And there was all these little kids talking about, like, Ninja Turtle stuff, and that's great. And I don't even know why, but at some point, he narfed. And in the back, you just hear, woo!
And two sets of arms go up.
I realized it was just us.
Just us.
The other people cheering. Just us.
He's the voice of Pinky.
Because, yes. I'm just sad I've never heard him do Yakko's World live.
Well, maybe this will be the year that I ask him to.
Maybe this will be it. Because if you ask him, he will do it.
Absolutely.
We've proven it.
And he knows it so well. It's so
fun. The fact that he can still do it is just miraculous.
Well, I think that's one of those things like riding a bike. Once it's in there, it's in there.
No.
Well, I think if I ever took the time to learn it, I wouldn't forget it. It just seems like one of those things. You learn it and it's there. Especially for someone like him that's what he does for a living.
I suppose, but you know, this was from like the 90s.
Well, yes, I recall it being on TV actually.
Yep.
Love the Animaniacs.
This is where we go all nostalgic. Why don't we have shows like Animaniacs and Hysteria anymore? They taught me things.
Well, the better question is, why don't they just replay them?
Oh, Hulu. Not Hulu.
The Netflix?
Hub. The Hub will play Animaniacs, and they will play... There was another show that I got super excited about. Oh, they play Tiny Toons sometimes, too, which was another good show. But just for the musical episodes, because those are my favorite. They did, MTV music video episodes. I don't know why. It was Steven Spielberg. He did whatever he wanted.
Well, why not? So, getting a little bit back on track to New York Comic Con. The panels have there. If you guys have the app for New York Comic Con, which you have not, if you have not downloaded it yet, I suggest you do. Because all this stuff is going to start filtering in there within the next couple weeks. It doesn't take up a lot of room on your phone. You more than likely will not be able to access it in the Javits because it's Area 51 for cell phone service. But they have put up whatever panels they have scheduled, they have put them up on NewYorkComicCon.com.
Right.
For every day of the week, Thursday through Sunday. They're not on the app yet, but they are up on NewYorkComicCon.com. It's a lot of minor stuff. However, if you find a panel that you really like, go in and check out who the guests are, because sometimes they list guests that have not been announced yet.
Because they're super real cool like smart. That.
Yeah, they're real smart where that's concerned.
SM.
So there's been a couple of years. Last year, I'm pretty sure we did it too, where we were, you know, just looking through panels and someone was like, so-and-so is going to be there. And I went, wait, what?
Yeah.
They haven't been announced yet. And they were there. So it's in there. Go look for it.
If you do your research, folks.
Yes. So there are a couple of panels that I'm already really, really curious about. A lot of minor panels that I'm curious about. And I kind of want to try that this year.
What?
Going to the smaller ones.
We went to a couple last year.
Yeah, I just want to try going to a couple more. Like, there's one it's cosplaying and gender barriers or something like that. And it's the premise of the panel is to talk about how no matter your sex or your ethnicity or your size, you should be able to cosplay whatever you want. Really, really looking forward to that panel. I didn't look at the guests who were going to be speaking, but it sounded interesting to me. So, yeah, there's a bunch of really cool stuff. IDW is doing a panel. Dark Horse is doing a panel. DC Comics, the Dark Knight 30th anniversary panel. That one's on the main stage.
I really like going to... the smaller panels for comic books.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, we went to the one for the Whedonverse, if you will, and that's how we learned
that
about Firefly.
That was great.
That was a great panel. Great. And then last year, I don't know where you and Les were, but I nicely abandoned you to go check out the Doctor Who comic panel.
Yeah, I don't remember where
we
were. Which
was awesome. I don't remember where you were. But it was really funny, too, because there was all this Doctor Who stuff, and the only thing I ended up making it down to was the comic book one, and then they had announced that they were doing a series with Nine, and I was just like, and everything is right in the world.
Yeah, that's a good tip that we can give to you guys. If you guys are first-timers at New York Comic Con, or first time at a con, don't be afraid to split up. You want to go and do something, this is our like number one rule. If you want to go and do something that the other people you are with do not go because they don't want to. You will miss out on something that would have been really cool for you.
I abandoned.
We learned that, and we have practiced it. Yeah, but we have practiced that several times. So, like, last year at New York Comic Con, I wanted to go to Patrick Stewart's panel. So I got in line to get a wristband while Em and Les went upstairs to meet Lucy Lawless. Am I bitter? Yes. Because Patrick Stewart didn't show.
Am I bitter?
And I missed out on meeting Lucy Lawless.
You missed out on meeting Xena.
Okay, I missed out on meeting Xena. And like 14-year-old me is like, what's wrong with you? But at the same time, I was trying to see Patrick Stewart. Don't get me wrong.
That I was not going to get to see Patrick Stewart.
But you didn't miss anything. It was a fun panel, though. I mean, Marina Sirtis is nuts. It's great.
Right.
I was really kind of hoping that John DeLancey would be there, though, and he didn't come. But anyway, all in all, I mean, really, especially where the panels are concerned, they're going to be wristbanding again this year. So the first thing you do when you walk in the door that day is get in line for your panel, get your wristband, get out of line. We talked about this last week. I told you how to illegally pass on your wristbands like a bad person.
Stop it.
Bring tape.
Do that again. I am not getting kicked out of Con.
We're not going to get kicked out of Comic-Con. So like that's a prime example. Or if you have a photo op time, but your friends don't want to chill with you in line, it sucks to stand in line by yourself, but you're going to be in line for 20 minutes.
That's the most annoying thing ever. But here's the thing. You will make friends. You're all there waiting for the same person, which means you all have the same interest. Yep. You'll make friends.
I made a friend in the Patrick Stewart panel line. You know, it's not hard to do.
You know, when
comment someone's cosplay
with good reason. Here I waited an eternity for Bearerman.
Listen, that totally line was insane.
It was totally worth it.
We checked in, made sure you were still standing and hadn't died in your wool coat.
I know. I'm just saying, it happens.
Speaking of Bearerman, he was at Dragon Con this weekend. He took photos yesterday in a dress.
I mean,
like a boss. But it gets better. It's not just a dress. It was his TARDIS cosplay.
Oh, dear Lord.
Two of my really good friends were there and got a picture with him, and it's one of the best things I've ever seen. It was fabulous.
Oh, dear Lord, Barrowman.
Dear people who book the Arrowcast, please book Susanna Thompson one of these times. Okay, thanks, bye. So, anyway, yes, with New York Comic Con fast approaching, we will be having, we'll have a whole podcast devoted to prepping for Comic Con.
Yep.
And how we do it. And, you know, we'll be telling you guys, like, this is the week you need to start getting your schedule together. Don't wait till you walk in. Those sorts of things.
But yes, that will be coming shortly.
Very shortly.
I think next week we have a whole bunch of premieres to talk about.
Yeah, which awesome sauce.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And more Fear the Walking Dead.
Always. Well, okay, you guys. The giveaway is up on our website at itsallgeektomeradio.com.
It's under, the page is called A Very Special Announcement. That's how we know you're paying attention.